This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Marblehead Boys basketball coach Mike Giardi. And Mike, welcome. Thanks for coming back with us.
Oh, thank you. You know, a little bit crazy last night, but trying to regroup and get ourselves ready for our next one.
Well, I have a lot of respect for Middlesex League teams, Melrose and Wakefield in particular, I guess. And going over there, you know, for the seedings, obviously you were 34, they were 31. So a closely seeded game, but still coming out of there with a win, coming right down the stretch. It looked like you guys needed to make free throws right at the final end as well. So you guys came through. So tell us about the game last night.
You know, we were we came out strong. We were up early really, really well. We were up, 10 or 11 points to start the game. I think it was 11-1 at one point. We were feeding the inside. Guys, it was a real physical game, and officials were letting us play, you know, letting it go, and guys were really getting after it and stuff like that. So it was a game that we thought we got out really, really well, and then all of a sudden they fought their way back, you know, and it was a battle. We came out the second half and jumped right on them again. It was a one-point game at the half, and we jumped on them to start the second half, went up 7 or 8, and again, they fought their way back. We were up about 4 with a few minutes left in the game, 4 or 5 minutes left, and all of a sudden, they just went on a quick run and went up 3, and it wasn't looking too good. We were down. We were in a little bit of trouble, and we just fought our way back. I'm actually watching the film right now. We were down a couple with under a minute left. Came back and tied it, and then got a defensive stop. We had a chance to win it. We attacked the hole, and Nick took a tough shot. We thought he got banged around, but no call. And then they got the ball down the other end and had a chance to win it at the buzzer. And we stopped them, went to overtime, jumped out on them early in the overtime, and then just hung on. To be honest, we hung on quite a bit and did a really nice job.
Yeah, look to me, because I was just telling you before we started this, I got back in last night. I found your game on YouTube from what Melrose there, was watching it, but I didn't pick it up till overtime. But you had built up, am I wrong? Maybe right near the end of the overtime, you were up like 5 points. Does that sound about right? They whittled it down to the end at 3, but and it was close at the end in the overtime as well.
We got up 6 early in the overtime. Like we said, it was a great game. And they just fought their way back. We said to them it was going to take a couple possessions and we needed to work. And it's always that fine line, you know, the coaching strategies. We had a lot of fouls to give. Do we give the fouls or do we just let them play and maybe slow down the game? As I said, we jumped out pretty early. Nick started off that overtime with a steal and a layup that got us going and kind of got our fans into it a little bit. And then we got a couple big defensive stops. And we ended up going up 6 points, but they came back, hit a 3, and then they had to play the foul game right away. And, you know, we went to the line, and I think twice we went 1 for 2, 1 for 2. And it was just absolutely a ball game. And we did a couple of things fundamentally that we need to think about, game strategy at the end. But our kids hung on, which was the big part.
Mike, for our listeners, you guys have size, and you also have, you know, a talented perimeter team as well. But tell us what the matchups were in this matchup with Melrose. How did it play out? Obviously, if you can get your size banging, it's going to be half the battle for you guys. But so that's kind of how it played out?
You know, I think sometimes we get a little bit of the George Foreman in us. Like, we're going to lean on you and lean on you and lean on you with our bigs. And what ends up happening is they start needing to get some help, and it opens some things up for the perimeter. I think early in the game, too, our guards will attack and attack the rim, and it'll cause their bigs to come over and help, and we can kind of dump it down to our bigs really quick. So we got a good complementary basketball team right now, inside and outside. You know, some of the things that we might not have is quite the speed of some other teams. But our guys do a nice job of trying to slow things down and keep them in front of them, which is really, really good.
I love that George Foreman reference, but my mind was going to the George Foreman grill, but it's a good reference. I like it.
Absolutely. You know, our kids, you know, they just keep grinding away, and I think we've been in some close games. We had a couple. We had one against Pope Francis early in the year where we had to fight all the way back, and we used a lot of energy trying to get back into it and couldn't get over the hump. This one here, we just fought to stay with them the whole way. When we thought we had an early lead and be able to keep it, but our you know, credit Melrose. They're an athletic team. They're a really good basketball team. They did a great job of getting up and getting to the rim, you know, and getting themselves back in the game.
I want to let you go, but I got to ask you about number two, Leominster. That's your next opponent on the road at Leominster Friday night. What can you tell me?
You know, as you called earlier today, you know, it was a straight-through day to me, and we were kind of reviewing some film from last night. You know, we got last night's film right away. We got a little bit of film on Leominster. Obviously, being the number two seed, they're a top team, 17-3. They play in a tough league out there. You know, it's that Wachusett League, which is broken up into four brackets. They got some real talented players out there. One of their top guards is a kid that can just absolutely light it up. We're going to have our hands full with him. That's Terrence McCormick, number zero. They got one kid that's a D1 football player, and Osiris Lopez. So, you know, they're not just ranked number two because, you know, they're a team that is out there just playing basketball. They're a team that gets after it and plays really, really hard. So we're going to have our hands full. Hopefully they haven't seen, you know, quite the size that we have. But they're a fast guard, heavy team, and that's been a problem for us. So we're going to really have our work cut out for us on Friday night.
All right, sounds good. Well, Mike, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on Friday night. And before I let you go, I got to ask you, have you tell our listeners, because last year you had the big road win in the tournament, and it's happened before too, right? You've been dangerous on the road, haven't you, in the past?
Yeah, you know, with the way the new tournament is, you know, a couple years ago we played at home and ended up losing to a Newburyport team that was really, really tough. They had some injuries and they were ranked very low, and we ended up hosting them, and they came in and everybody came back healthy, and everybody we scouted were like looking at it going, how is this even possible? We haven't seen these guys. You know, so being on the road, I think the kids like the underdog atmosphere, you know what I mean? A hostile environment. We had to play last night at Stoneham because Melrose had a leak, but the, you know, distance between Melrose High School and Stoneham High School is less than a mile, and their fans came all out, and Stoneham's court's right on top of you. So being road underdogs is always a nice thing, I think. I think it gets your kids prepared a little bit. Maybe takes a little pressure off. When you're the favorite, sometimes you worry about, I got to do this, I got to do that. There's no pressure here. Nobody expects big things from us except for us. We know what we can do, and we're going to have to really battle against this team.
Well, Mike, great note to end on. Mike, thanks for your time, and again, good luck on Friday.
Thank you very much, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Mike Giardi, boys basketball coach, Marblehead High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.